It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County sports leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Effingham High School, the site today of Lawrenceville Indian basketball. As the Indians take on the Charleston Trojans here in this 13th and 14th place game of the 2019 Effingham to Autopolis Christmas Tournament. I'm Steve Anderson, glad you're with us. Indian brunch today. You get Indians close to lunchtime, but not quite to the noon hour, so you get brunch with the Indians here as the Indians look to wind up the tournament in style with a win after that great win yesterday over Mattoon. Indians were struggling heading in, coming off that lopsided defeat to Tuatopolis, but righted the ship last night with that tremendous 75-72 win over Mattoon, led by Skylar Toole's 27 points. 12 points each from Ethan Kelly, his first start, and Jordan Jones. And the Indians will go for two in a row, as we mentioned here. They'll take on Charleston. The Trojans are 4-7, so they've had a subpar year thus far. Indians at 7-5. But the Trojans do have some size. Of course, the Indians are always going to face size. Seems like no matter who they face. But here today, they'll face a player inside in 6'4 Sam Bickford, a junior, and also 6'4 Jackson Braun, a sophomore, that could give them problems. Also, they have Kalen Hurst. He is a 6-foot senior as well, but he plays more in a guard position. But Bickford and Braun are inside players, and we'll see how the Indians fare here today. Again, the game just concluded here. It was Mattoon defeating Dixon for 15th place by a score of 58-46. So the Indians playing for 13th place here. And then the rest of the action will be in the big major gym right down the hallway. By the way, this is the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Lawrenceville Indians and the Charleston Trojans doing battle here. Charleston coached by Brad Oakley. Familiar name. He's coached around the area for a number of years, as has, of course, Randy Bishop, head coach of the Lawrenceville Indians. Well, that's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. I'm back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in a minute. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Back here in Charleston, I should say back here in Effingham. It's in Charleston yesterday, facing Charleston today. But back here in Effingham, Lawrenceville Indians and the Charleston Trojans getting set to do battle here. We'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard here, the Charleston Trojans, coached again by Brad Oakley. They'll start a 5'9 senior, number 11, Luke Bell. Also a sophomore, 6'3, number 21, Jackson Braun. Also starting for the Trojans is 6'4 junior, number 40, Sam Bickford. 6'4 senior, number 0, Caleb Hurst. And 6'3 senior, number 14, Isaac Miller. So for Charleston, it's Bell, Braun, Bickford, Hurst, and Miller. For the Indians, same starters as yesterday. Ethan Kelly back in the starting lineup for the second successive start after his solid performance. Scott O'Toole will start for the Indians. He is a 5'10 senior, number four. Kelly is a 6'1 junior, number 24. Blaine Whittingham in the starting lineup, the 6'3 senior, number 33. Jordan Jones also in the starting lineup, the 6'1 senior, number 32. And also 6'4 senior Noah Wager, number 15. So again, for the Indians, it's Toole, Kelly, Whittingham, Jones, and Wager. Indians coached, of course, by Randy Bishop. Indians after today are off till next weekend, when they'll be involved in the Louisville shootout. The Indians will play against Odin, an afternoon contest. But that's then and this is now. The Indians are only worried about one thing coming out of here with a W against the Charleston Trojans. Trojans dressed in their traveling road uniforms, which are gold in color with red numerals and the red trim. The Indians are in their white home uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. It'll be Caleb Hurst jumping it up against Blaine Whittingham. We'll get this game underway. Glad you're with us. Again, brunch with the Indians here on this Saturday from Effingham. Indians at the far end of the gym here. They were right in front of me last night. And they're out the far end. Charleston here at the close end as we view it from the side court here at Effingham Auxiliary Gymnasium. And the tap is controlled by the Indians. Blaine Whittingham, after tapping the ball to a teammate, comes away with a loose ball. Now the Indians are on the attack. Man-to-man by Charleston. Here's Jordan Jones taking the right baseline. Cut off there. Now top of the key to Wager. Wager on the dribble. On the right wing. Fakes a long three. Feeds it in the middle to Whittingham. It's knocked away, but Wager recovers out front. Now left side to Kelly. Top of the key to Toole. Toole on the dribble between the circles. Skylar Toole coming off one of his best performances as an Indian, a 27-pointer. Jones, a three-pointer from the right wing, is off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Whittingham at the free throw line. Now to Toole on the deep left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up. No good. Left short. Ball last touched by the Trojans. And it will be Indian basketball. Well, nope, they reversed the call. As they say, it was off an Indian, off Blaine Whittingham, so it'll be Trojan basketball. No score here, just underway, 7 minutes to go, opening quarter of play. Out front is Luke Bell for the Trojans. Now top of the key, the ball tipped away, Isaac Miller recovers. Now on the baseline right side to Sam Bickford, and he's called for a travel, turnover on Charleston. So both teams empty in their first offensive trips here today. Skylar Toole will bring it across the timeline. Number four across his chest. Now on the left side to Kelly. Wager on the baseline. Toole will fall away from 15. Got it. Skylar Toole with the first hoop of the day. And the Indians lead 2-0. 6:35 to go. Opening quarter. Kelly with a steal. And the ball knocked away. Taken away by Whittingham. Quickly up floor to Jones. Jones on the right side dribble. Now left side to Kelly. Left corner to Wager. Top of the key now to Toole in the motion offense of Randy Bishop. Right side to Kelly on the wing. Kelly feeds it back door to Wager. Lays it up. No good. Too hard. That is a good shot. And Noah Wager could not convert. Now at the other end is Isaac Miller. There's a long shot from the corner. No good by Hurst. And the long rebound brought down by Jones of the Indians, and the Tribe go on the attack, leading 2-0. Left wing pass to Kelly. Ethan Kelly, top of the key now to Toole, right side on the wing to Wager. Long three-point by Noah, no good. Rebound brought down by Whittingham, a strong rebound away from Bickford. Now to Kelly. Kelly having trouble finding an open teammate. Whittingham comes to help him out. That's Blaine. Between the circles now to Toole, and the Indians will reset. Kelly wasn't ready for the pass and lost it, and it was intercepted. Intercepted by Jackson Braun. Across the timeline comes Isaac Miller. Here's Hurst on the baseline. Back out top of the key. And left side of the corner, long bomb is off the mark. Taken by Jackson Braun. Rebounded by Weger of the Indians. 5:10 to go here. Opening quarter, 2-0 Indians. And a pass intended for Whittingham underneath. A little too far for Blaine. Out of bounds. It'll be Trojan basketball. Logan Williams, the first substitute of the day, in for Ethan Kelly for the Indians. Bringing it across the timeline, Isaac Miller, the 6'3 senior. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Right side jumper is off the mark by Jackson Braun. The rebound brought down by Whittingham. Now Jones quickly up floor, and it's intercepted by Hurst. Hurst across the timeline, heads to the hole, lays it up with the left hand. He scores. Caleb Hurst with the basket, and we're tied at 2. 4:38 to go here in the first quarter of play. Toole across the timeline on the dribble. Got it out there in the man-to-man by Luke Bell. Now right side on the wing to Jones, to Williams. Right corner now to Weger. Tries to take the right baseline. Goes to the hole. Shot up no good. Gets his own rebound. Up, blocked away from behind. And saved by the Trojans. Good save there made by Jackson Braun. Top of the key is Isaac Miller as they get it quickly up. Right side, three-pointer up and in. Luke Bell, a three ball, the first three of the day. And it is 5-2 in favor of Charleston. 3:55 to go, opening quarter. Weger on the dribble. Top of the key now. Finds Williams down the lane. Cut off. Back out front to Weger, and the Indians will set again. Noah Weger working at the guard position. With his size, you don't see that very often, but that's the way the Indians work. They try to go underneath. It's knocked away, and Weger recovers for the Indians. Now to Williams. Now to Weger on the deep left wing. Looks for a cutter in the middle. Nothing happening. Now on the dribble back out front. Ball hawked out there by Hurst. Jones gets away from his man. Feeds in the middle. Whittingham. His 15-footer up and in. Blaine Whittingham with the basket. His first hoop. And the Tribe trail by 1. 5-4. 3:15 to go. Opening quarter. Top of the key, Bell. Underneath right side of the lane. Now back out to Jackson Braun. His long three-pointer right side, no good. Whittingham the rebound, and they last say off of Blaine's foot. It was slapped away from him, so it'll be Trojan basketball underneath their own hoop. Substitute in now for Charleston. 23, that's Cade Landris, a 5'9 junior. Trojans inbound out front to Landris. Now right side in the corner to Hurst. Back to Landris, top of the key. Dribbles to the middle, cut off. Left side in the corner. Here is Miller shooting and scoring on a baseline drive. Nicely done by Isaac Miller. And Charleston leads by 3, 7-4. 2:35 to go, opening period. Ball taken away from Weger by Hurst. Hurst going on one, heads to the hole, lays it up. He left it too hard and missed. And the rebound is put up and no good by Miller. And a rebound by Jordan Jones and a quick timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. An Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout, 30-second break, 2:23 to go. Opening quarter, 7-4. Charleston, this is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Steve Anderson back here, Indian Basketball on Light 103, brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion, your bank for a lifetime. Indians off the timeout with the ball, trailing by 3, 7-4. Jones feeds it underneath to Whittingham, goes to the hole, strong, and scores. Nice play off the timeout by the Indians, and a good basket by Blaine Whittingham with 4 points here early. 7-6. In the corner, a long three is good. Miller sniping from three-point land, second three of the day for the Trojans, and they lead by four with a minute 53 to go here in the opening period of play. Jones deep on the right wing, looks for a screen. Now lets a three-pointer go. Top of the key, it's off the mark, no good. And we have a foul away from the ball on Blaine Winningham as he was jousting underneath with the Charleston player, Sam Bickford. And Blaine got caught for the foul. So it'll be Charleston ball with a minute 44 to go here in the opening quarter, 10-6 Trojans. Landris will bring it across the timeline. He's a 5'9 junior. Left side on the wing to Miller. Now they feed it underneath to Hurst. He shoots in the lane. No good. Wager the rebound, but he has it stripped away by Hurst. Back out front to Miller. Miller double-teamed near the sideline, taken away by Jones. Bound pass to Williams. Williams left side, lays it up with a left hand. He's got it to score. I don't know how he did it, but he flipped it up and had enough English to get in for Logan Williams. His first basket, and it's 10-8 in favor of the Trojans. And now the Trojans throw it away at the other end. It'll be Lawrenceville basketball. So a turnover on the Trojans, and a tribe a chance to catch up here with a hoop as they trail 10-8, a minute 6 to go opening quarter. Winningham at the high post, looks to the middle, now back out front to Williams, right side to Jones on the wing, top of the key to Toole. His long shot is off the front iron and brought down by Bickford. Outlet pass to Braun across the timeline. Hurst on the baseline is bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And the Trojans will inbound underneath their own basket with 48 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 10-8, Charleston. Again, the Trojans at 4-7. Indians 7-5 on the campaign. Inbounding is Miller. His shot from the corner is no good as he inbounded out front to Landris and went to the corner for a three-pointer, and he was fouled. And he'll have three free throws coming up here as he was fouled by Noah Wager. And so three free throws coming up here for 6'3 Isaac Miller. His first one is on its way and no good off the back iron. And the score remains 10-8. Charleston. Another free throw for Miller. On its way. This one good. 11-8, a three-point lead. Lane Harrell, a 5'11 senior, into the game for Charleston, replacing Sam Bickford in the lineup. And the free throw coming up here for Miller. Got that one. Two out of three. And it's a four-point lead for Charleston. 12-8 with 41 seconds to go, opening quarter play. Toole across the timeline on the right side dribble. Feeds underneath to Winningham. Turns, shoots, and has it blocked away from behind. And out of bounds by Miller. Haven't seen these guys, but I would just say that Isaac Miller is probably their best player. He's a very athletic kid, both on the offensive and defensive end. He can do a lot of things, including shoot the three. Into Winningham in the right corner. On the dribble. Now top of the key. Blaine Winningham looking for a cutter. Can't find anybody. Now trying to find a guard, and he throws it away. Trying to find Jones cutting to the hoop, and the Indians throw it away. Good defense by the Trojans. They took all the passing lanes away, and the Indians were forced to throw it away. Tribe staying in that 2-3 zone with Jones and Toole out front. Here's Landris on the dribble. His three-pointer right side is good. Cade Landris, a three ball. Three threes in this first half for Charleston. They lead 15-8, 4 seconds to go in the period. Here's Toole on the baseline. Fall-away jumper is no good as the first quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Boshuku Press Box here in Effingham, score after one quarter is Charleston 15, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
The People's State Bank thanks their customers for another great year. It's been a pleasure serving you in 2019. The People's State Bank sincerely appreciates your business and looks forward to partnering with you again next year. Enjoy the approaching holiday season and remember to shop local. Have a safe and happy new year with your family and friends. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Indian basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport and by Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. High quality and effective health care. One quarter in the books here, 15-8, Charleston on top and the Trojans with the ball, leading by seven. Steve Anderson, glad you're with us on this Saturday for Indian Hoops. Here's Miller, has the shot blocked in the corner and is fouled by Noah Weger. Randy Bishop finds that hard to believe. Is right in front of him at the Indian bench. And a foul on a three-pointer, too, by Miller. So he's back there for three more free throws. And a chance to add to the already seven-point Charleston lead. Isaac Miller's free throw on its way and good. Miller now with 8 points. 8 of the 16 for Charleston here in this first half. Another one on its way. Got that one too. And it's 17-8. A little spurt here by the Trojans. Has them close to leading by double digits. And they do. He made all three. 18-8. Indians can use a hoop here. Tool across the timeline. To Weger, now to Williams, Logan Williams on the deep left wing, back out to Jones, right side on the wing to Tool. Tool takes the baseline to the hole, shoots, no good, but he was fouled, and will head to the line for Indian free throws. That's the first team foul on Charleston. Indians have 14 fouls here early, and Skylar Tool visits the line, coming off that 27-point performance yesterday against Mattoon. Free throw is up and no good. Tool was 3 of 5 from the line in that victory yesterday. Missed that one, so the score remains 18-8. Second one is no good as well, and the rebound brought down by Jackson Burgess, who's checked into the game, a 6'2 sophomore for Charleston. There he is with the ball now. DeLandris in the corner now to Miller. Better watch him. Miller on the baseline to the hole, lays it up and in. Yep. That kid's probably their best player. He looks like a good player with the nice move to the hoop there. It's 20-8. Here's Jones underneath, shooting and scoring. A much-needed Indian basket from Jordan Jones, his first of the day. Well-run play by the Indies. Now, full court zone trapping pressures. Randy Bishop wants to ratchet up the pressure. Hurst across the timeline. Now to Luke Harrell. Into the game. Here's Miller heading down the lane. Now has the ball knocked away and stolen away by Tool. Tool across the timeline, heads to the hole, lays it up, and he's called for a charge as he ran over the defender. Guess who it was? Isaac Miller. And he's down as he took the brunt of that. Nope, that's not Isaac Miller. That is Jackson Burgess. Two guys look alike, have the same sort of a build, and Burgess is going to check out of the game, a sophomore. And replaced in there by Jackson Braun. He took the brunt of that Tool drive. Offensive foul, and the Indians give up the ball. Trapping half court. Here's Miller throwing it away. Out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. 6:33 to go here in the second quarter. 20-10, a 10-point Charleston lead. As Burgess is going to be checked out by the training staff here. And Effingham, he heads to the locker room right in front of us. Here's Winningham on the wing, heads to the middle, cut off. The free throw line, back out to Tool on the deep left wing. Not much offense movement here by the Indians in this game. Braden Sherman's into the game, too, for the Indians. He's at the high post. Here's Blaine Whittingham again. Indians having trouble finding somebody to get open. A good job defensively in the man-to-man by Charleston all over the Indians. Here's Jones trying to take the baseline. Shoots, no good. Sherman the rebound, back up, no good. And rebounded out of there by the Trojans. Two good chances. Braun with the rebound. Now the Trojans go on the attack. Landris at the top of the key. Landris on the dribble against the Indian zone. Now backs it out. Has the ball tipped away and it's recovered by Harrell. Now back out to Miller. Miller feeds it to Landris. Now underneath to Braun. Now Miller in the right left corner. His shot is no good. And the long rebound run down by Toole for the Indians. Quickly up floor. Now throws to Jones. Underneath now to Sherman. Fakes underneath. Shoots from five. No good. He missed. Rebounded by Hurst. Now to Harrell. Harrell cross court now to Miller. Miller's 15-footer right side off the mark. No good. Jones battling for the rebound along with Whittingham and others, and a foul charged over the back on Charleston. Good board work. Good box out by Blaine Whittingham there to force the foul. So it'll be Indian basketball. 5:12 to go here in the second quarter. 20-10. Charleston on top. Toole across the timeline on the dribble. Now right side deep on the wing to Jones. Top of the key to Whittingham. Left side on the wing to Williams. Underneath to Sherman. Sherman, right-hand hook shot up. No good. And rebounded by Hurst. One and done for the Indians for the most part here in the early going. Landris on the right side. We'll back it out now. Finds Braun. Now in the corner to Miller. Miller right side. Back out front to Braun. Braun between the circles. Now to Miller right side. In the middle to Hurst. Back out to Miller. Top of the key to Braun. Good ball movement here. Now the ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touched by the Indians. Jarrett Winkles into the game, replacing Williams, Logan Williams, for the Indians. And out of the game is Isaac Miller for a break. 20-10, 4:25 to go, second quarter. Charleston on top here. The Effingham Holiday Tournament. Left side jumper off the mark by Luke Bell. And a foul charged on the rebound against Charleston. Luke Bell with the old two-handed push shot. You don't see that much anymore in basketball. Two-hand push shot. To be popular many moons ago. 20-10. Indians could use a hoop here. Sherman at the top of the key lets it go. It's off the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. And Jackson Braun at 6'4 brings it down off to Bell. Bell top of the key, now right side to Landris. On the wing, feeds it on the baseline, and the ball is intercepted by Jones. Jones across the timeline to Toole. Toole on the right wing, lets it go from 18, got it. Skyler Toole with the hoop. Four for Skyler, and the Indians have a bucket, finally. Get off of 10, 20-12. Baseline jumper off the mark by Braun. Ball out of bounds, last touch by the Trojans. It'll be Indian basketball. Indians down by eight. Let's see if they could draw a little closer this trip down with a hoop. 3:35 to go. Toole across the timeline between the circle dribble. Right side on the wing to Jones. Jones looking for a screen from Whittingham. Can't find it. Down the corner to Winkles. He'll let one go from there. Got it! Jared Winkles! A three-pointer from the corner. The first Indian three of the day by Winkles. And it's a five-point lead. Here's Hurst underneath with a short jumper up and in. From about 5 feet. Hurst with the basket, his second. He's got four, and it's 22-15. 7-point Charleston lead. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Jones on the deep left wing, looks down low for Sherman. Finds him, knocked away, and Sherman recovers in the left corner. Now back out to Toole, right wing. He lets a long shot go. It's off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Bickford back into the game. Off to Landris across the timeline. 2:43 to go. Braun now, left side in the corner to Bell. Cross court now to Landris, loads up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for. Jones with it. Ball deflected away. And Toole comes away with a loose ball. Toole feeds it to Whittingham, who lays it up and in. Blaine Whittingham off a good feed from Skyler Toole with a hoop. And the Tribe are back within five again. 2:20 to go. across the timeline. Bell to Landris. Now back to Bell again. Top of the key. Right corner to Braun. Back to Landris in the middle to Hurst. Wide open underneath is Bickford. Blocked away by Winningham. And he threw it off of the defender. No, wait a minute. A technical foul has been charged against Bickford. Bickford a little exuberant down there at the other end. And he got teed up more for taunting than anything he said. He was taunting Blaine Winningham after the ball went out off of him underneath the Charleston hoop. So Jordan Jones will shoot the technical for the Indians. 2:05 to go here in the second quarter. 22-15, a chance for the Indians to draw closer. Jones' free throw is no good. Indians just not a good free throw shooting team, folks. That's all I can say. They leave a lot of points at the line in many games. That one spins out too, so they get nothing out of that free throw trip. Now Bickford checks out of the game, talked to by Brad Oakley. Kid's got a lot of fire. You got to give him that, but coach says let's rein it in a little bit. Right here in front of us. 2:05 to go, second quarter. Indians with the ball off the technical. Trailing by five, 22-17. Between the circle dribble, Toole to high post to Winningham. Now to Toole on the right wing. Long jumper by Skyler. Off the mark, no good. Jones battling for the rebound. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Jordan Jones. It'll be Charleston basketball. 1:53 to go, second quarter. 22-17. Charleston. Pace much different than it was last night when we had a lot of points in the first half. Here it's 22-17. Indians in that zone as Charleston passes around the perimeter. Landris to Braun. Now back to Landris, top of the key in the middle to Hurst. His jumper from 12, off the mark, no good. Loose ball picked up by Winkles of the Indians. Off to Toole. Across the timeline. Now to Winkles on the right wing on the dribble. Now in the right corner to Sherman. Sherman underneath to Winningham. Turns and is called for a travel as he tried to make his way through traffic down low. Took steps. It'll be Charleston basketball. Sherman checks out and Noah Wager back in for the Indians. 1:13 to go, second quarter, 22-17. Here's Landris across the timeline in the corner to Bell. Now left side to Braun. Back out front to Landris. In the corner to Hurst. Cross-court skip pass to Braun. Now to Bell on the right wing. Thought about that two-handed pusher from three land. It doesn't take it. Fall away by Miller. Left side, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Long down-court heave to Wager underneath. Feeds it now to Jones. Three-pointer on the way by Jordan. Got it. Jones a three ball. His first three of the day. The second Indian three. And the Tribe are within two. 22-20 with 35 seconds to go here in the second quarter. They feed it underneath to Hurst. Now in the corner to Miller. His long three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound battle for Hurst. Tips it up and in. Hurst with a tip-in basket. It's 24-20. Charleston, 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Now the Indians back it out. Jones working to the baseline. 8 seconds. Now back out front to Toole. And a traveling violation on the Indians, turning it over. 5.6 seconds to go. I think I said 10 seconds a little earlier. That's incorrect. 5 seconds to go now. About 12 seconds to go. Now they inbound it to Braun. Cross court to Landris. Tries to take the baseline. Cut off. His shot up off glass. No good. As the first half comes to an end. So on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here in Effingham, score at halftime is the Charleston Trojans 24 and the Lawrenceville Indians 20. 24-20, a four-point deficit. I'll be back with a halftime report in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Embraugh Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Embraugh Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraugh Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives, apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here in Effingham, Steve Anderson, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. The Indians and the Charleston Trojans here in this consolation bracket game of the Effingham-Charleston-Effingham-Tuitopolis tournament. Charleston on the brain here. Charleston leading 24-20. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. 24-20, a four-point deficit for the Indians. Charleston led 15-8 after one quarter play. Indians have sliced that lead to four here. Tough going for the Indians offensively here in this game, as Charleston's defense has been very good, a man-to-man defense. And let's take a look at the scoring for the Trojans. Caleb Hurst has three field goals for 6 points. Isaac Miller leads the way. Miller has two field goals and a three-pointer. Has 12 points in the contest. To lead the way, he's the only player, as a matter of fact, in this game in double figures, Miller with 12 points. And then Cade Landris has a three-pointer. So two guys have done the most of the scoring here in this first half for Charleston, Hurst and Miller, with a couple of threes thrown in there by Bell and Landris. Meanwhile, for the Indians, they're led by Blaine Winningham. Three field goals for Blaine for 6 points. Nobody for the Indians at double digits. Jordan Jones has five, including a three-pointer in this contest. Jarrett Winkles has a three-pointer. Logan Williams has a two-point bucket. Skylar Toole has two field goals, and that's it. That's it. Whereas we had plenty of scoring yesterday in the first half. Indians had 39 points. They're not close to that here. And they trail 24-20, but still within striking distance in this game as Lake Clyde throws up the tournament with a victory. I'll be back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball, 24-20, Charleston on top. Again, the Indians led by Blaine Winningham with 6 points, Jordan Jones with five, and Isaac Miller leads the way for the Charleston Trojans. 12 points in this first half. Indians again trailed by seven after one quarter, 4 points here at halftime. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Halftime Report. Back with the second half of action in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth, and my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Ready for the second half here at Effingham. Steve Anderson, Indian basketball. It'll be Indian ball to start the third quarter, trailing by four, 24-20. Here's Noah Wager leading in for Toole on the right wing. Now top of the key to Blaine Winningham. Indians with the original starters out there, including Ethan Kelly. There he is, left side. His three is off the mark, no good. off the front iron. Quickly up floor, Hurst feeding it to Landris. Landris drives to the middle, feeding it now to Hurst on the right baseline. Now out front to Bell. Bell down the lane, feeds it to Hurst. Three-pointer on the way. No good from the right side. And Wager with the rebound for the Indians. Noel bringing it across the timeline himself. Right side on the wing to Jones, in the right corner to Kelly. Now top of the key to Toole. Toole on the dribble, down the lane. Shot off glass is no good from about 10. Rebounded by Landris of Charleston. Quickly up floor, left side on the wing to Braun. Now back out front to Bell. Landris feeds it down the baseline to Miller. He tried to feed it through, and it's brought down by Bell. Bell cross court now to Braun. Long three-pointer, left side. Off the mark, no good. And here's Landris getting the ball, putting it up, no good. Battle for the rebound. And Charleston comes away with it. A little more stick-to-itiveness for Charleston here. They're a little more effort to get the ball here at the outset of this second half of play. Here's Landris on the deep left wing against the Indian zone. 24-20, 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Hurst in the lane, free throw off line, jumper no good. Braun the rebound up and in. That was just a good offensive trip down by Charleston. They would not be denied, and they finally came up with a hoop and lead by 6, 26-20, 6:13 to go. Kelly in the corner. No, that's Wager in the corner, a three ball. I stand corrected. Noah Wager with the Indian basket. His first hoop, third Indian three of the day, and it's 26-23, a three-point Charleston lead. Again, the Indians sag back in that zone. Landris in the corner, fakes the three, now top of the key to Bell. Has the ball knocked away by Kelly, but recovers. Left side to Braun, back out front to Miller. Miller at the top of the key. Landris in the right corner to Braun, who backs it out. Now to Hurst on the right baseline. Long three-pointer is good by Landris. Cade Landris has two threes for 6 points. One right there, and now it's a six-point lead. Here's Jordan Jones trying to take the right baseline. Cut off by Braun. Underneath to Whittingham. Lane lays it up and in. Nice pass. Lane now with eight, and the Indians trail by four, 29-25, 5:12 to go. Third quarter. Long down court pass to Braun. Now back out front to Landris, to Bell. Left side on the wing to Braun. Underneath to Hurst. Left baseline. Back out to Bell. Now Miller, long shot from the left corner, no good. Rebound run down by Wager. He got there before Miller could. Now quickly up floor to Toole on the right side dribble. Now leaves it for Wager, and he threw it away. Unforced error by the Indians. Going to bring people in off the bench for Randy Miller. I should say for Randy Bishop, including Brendan Whittingham and Logan Williams in there. Toole is out. The contest, and so is Kelly. Here's the ball, almost intercepted by Williams. They feed it underneath to Bell. His shot in close, no good. On the left baseline, Bell had a point-blank shot, couldn't get it to fall. 4:30 to go, third quarter. Jones looks to the sidelines, signals play number two as he looks at Randy Bishop. Now feeds it underneath to Whittingham. Ball tipped away and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Again, the Charleston man-to-man making things tough on the Indians. And front to Wager, now to Whittingham. Blaine at the top of the key. Both Whittinghams in the game now, Brennan and Blaine. Here's Brennan. Left baseline to Wager. His jumper off the mark. No good from 16. Rebounded by Hurst. Quickly up floor to Bell. Ball intercepted after being knocked away. Indians come away with a steal. Blaine Whittingham off to Jordan Jones across the timeline to Brendan Whittingham deep on the right wing. In him out of the Blaine. He shoots. No good, but he was fouled. Whittingham to Whittingham on that pass there. Blaine could not convert, so he'll have to earn him at the free throw line with 3:52 to go here in the third quarter. The Indians trailing by four, 29-25. Free throw on its way by Blaine. Up and in. He's nearing double digits, nine now for him in this game. Bell is out for Charleston, and into the contest is Lane Harrell, 5'11 senior. Saw him in the first half. He's Second free throw by Winningham is good. Double digits for Blaine with 10. And the Indians trail by 2. Full court man-to-man pressure. Across the timeline is Miller for Charleston. The left corner to Braun. Underneath to Harrell. Back out front to Miller. Miller at the top of the key. Landris on the deep left wing. Landris now dribbles out front. And they'll go into another offensive set. Well, the Trojans. Harrell, left side, long jumper off the mark. Landris with the rebound and a foul charged against the Indians underneath. And again, another loose ball run down by Charleston. And they'll inbound underneath their own basket after a 30-second break. Timeout on the floor. An Amber Alfredo Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 3:29 to go, third quarter, 29-27 Charleston. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here in Effingham, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball. Indians and Charleston. Charleston inbounding off the timeout, leading by 2, 29-27. And it comes to Harrell. His jumper from the corner is good. A three ball for Harrell. His first basket. And it's 32-27. Blaine Winningham on the right baseline for the Indians. Back out front to Williams. Top of the key to Wager. Left side on the wing to Jones. Left corner to Brennan Winningham. Top of the key now to Williams. Now top of the key to Jones. Almost a steal there by Braun. Underneath they go for Wager. Battling for the ball. No underneath. Reverse layup. No good. Rebounded by Braun. Off to Miller. Miller will bring it across the timeline. Left side to Landris. 32-27, a five-point lead. Here's Braun underneath to Hurst. Lays it up and in. Hurst with a basket, 8 for him, as they beat the Indian press down floor, and it's 34-27, a 7-point lead. Now the Indians throw it away. Unforced error there, and Randy Bishop sits back in his chair and folds his hand behind his head. Indians now with trapping pressure. Miller to Harrell, now to Landris, trying to get it across the timeline. Ball kicked by Jordan Jones out of bounds. It'll be Trojan basketball. 2:26 to go here in the third quarter. 34-27. 7-point lead. The lead by Charleston has been up to 10 at points here in this game. The Indians have relatively stayed close, but haven't been able to make that comeback. Now the ball's thrown away and a foul. Whoop, nope. They say that Hurst stepped on the sidelines. It'll be Indian basketball. So just a turnover there on the Trojans. Across the timeline, Jones to Brennan Winningham. Top of the key to Blaine. Guarded out there by Harrell in the man-to-man. Left side to Jones with Braun on him. Top of the key to Wager. Wager with Hurst on him. Right side on the wing to Blaine Winningham. Top of the key to Williams. Left side to Wager on the wing on the dribble. In the middle to Jones. Jones backs it out now. Just no movement for the Indians here in offense. There's a reverse layup up and in by Noah Wager. Drive on the baseline. Right side, and he reversed it up and in. First two-point field goal for Wager, and the Indians are within 5, 34-29. Miller back up top of the key to Harrell. Harrell left side to Landris. Now out front to Harrell. Double team. Dribbles away from it. Feeds it to Braun. Braun in the middle. 15-footer blocked away from behind by Jones. Jones runs it down. Heads to the hole. Will lay it up and in. Jordan Jones. A good effort there by the double J. Came up with the block and the bucket. And it's 34-31. Indians within 3. A baseline drive by Hurst. He's fouled on the way to the hoop on the left side. He'll go to the line for Charleston free throws. 34-31, Indians down by 3. And Caleb Hurst, the 6'4 senior, 0 on his chest. Free throw up and in. Hurst now with 9 points as he closes in on double digits. Tool back into the game for the Indians, replacing Williams. Trying to get some Indian offensive movement here. Second free throw by Hurst is no good. And Wager with the rebound for the Tribe. Gathers it in and gets it to Tool. Quickly up floor to Brendan Winningham in the deep right corner. Waits for his teammates to get on across court. Now go into an offensive set. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Jones deep in the right corner. Three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good. And rebounded by Miller. Quickly up floor to Harrell. Has it knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Charleston basketball. 36.1 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Trojans inbound at side court. And it comes to Miller. Now to Hurst. Left side to Harrell. In the middle now to Hurst. 12-footer on the way is good. Hurst now in double digits. That bucket there, and it's 37-31, back to a six-point lead. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Wager in the deep left corner for the Indians. Feeds it down low to Winningham on the baseline. Shoots over Braun. It's blocked away, and Braun comes away with a loose ball. Now down floor, it's intercepted by the Indians. And they actually say that Charleston stepped on the end line. So it will be Indian basketball anyway. Indians had the length of the floor to go in 5.3 seconds. Tool lets it bounce near midcourt. On the dribble, has it stripped away by Landris, and he will lay it up and in as the buzzer sounds. A strip and a bucket by Landris, who gets the glad hand from his teammates as he stole it right away and scored as the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, Charleston 39 and Lawrenceville 31. This is Indian Hoop on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Back here, fourth quarter underway. Charleston with the lead in the ball, 39-31. Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians with some work to do if they're going to try to come out of here with a win. Here is Braun back out front to Landris. Now to Miller between the circles. Miller really didn't do much that third quarter, and Charleston still expanded its lead. Now they play pitch and catch out front against the Indian zone in the middle now to Hurst. Almost threw it away, but Miller able to recover to Landris. Now the Indians a little more pep to their step, and we have a timeout wanted by Brad Oakley. Going to be a 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. 39-31, Charleston on top. Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. This is Indian basketball, Light 103.
The People's State Bank thanks their customers for another great year. It's been a pleasure serving you in 2019. The People's State Bank sincerely appreciates your business and looks forward to partnering with you again next year. Enjoy the approaching holiday season and remember to shop local. Have a safe and happy new year with your family and friends. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Back here in Effingham, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians trail 39-31, 7:25 to go in the game. Brad Oakley on the timeout. Did not like the way his team was attacking the Indian pressure. So they made some adjustments. Let's see what they are here as we resume play. 39-31, Trojans on top here. Here's Braun, left wing, on the dribble. Cross court now to Harrell in the corner to Miller. Back to Harrell on the left wing, dribbles to the middle, feeds it to Hurst, now back out to Miller. Now to Landris in the middle, now to Harrell. On the baseline to Braun, who lays it up. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Wager of the Indians. So it'll be Charleston ball. Indians thought it was off of Charleston. Didn't go after the ball, but it was off an Indian. And it comes to Harrell in the corner. Double team. Back out front to Braun. Braun backs it out between the circles. Now to Landris. Dribbles to the middle, feeds it underneath now to Miller. Short jumper off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. Off to Jones, and the Tribe go on the attack. Trailing by 8, 39-31. Brendan Winningham between the circles, right side on the wing to Toole. They lob underneath to Blaine Winningham, who shoots and scores. Nice job there. Blaine continues his fine play in double digits. The only Indian in double digits here. 39-33, 6-point lead, 6:19 to go in the game. Underneath, Braun shoots and scores as they work the ball smartly through the Indian zone. Braun with the basket. Jackson Braun, only his fourth point of the game. And it's 41-33, an 8-point lead. 6 minutes to go in the game. Jones between the circles, feeds it now to Winningham. Lane on the baseline, goes to the hole, lays it up and in, and a foul! And a chance at a 3-point play. All of a sudden, Blaine Winningham starting to heat up here. He's got 14 points now, including some big buckets here in the second half. Logan Williams checks into the game, replacing Brennan Winningham for the Indians of Randy Bishop. 6-point lead. Blaine can cut it to 5 here with a free throw. He does not, and the rebound brought down by Landris. Again, the Indians just not a good free throw shooting team. Here's Landis between the circles now. Charleston, no hurry with this lead against this zone. They're going to pass around the perimeter and eat up as much time as they can and try to find a good shot. Here's Miller out top of the key to Landris. There's the good shot they want. No good. Rebounded by Williams, but it's taken away from him by Braun. And now back out front, and Charleston will reload. Miller to Hurst. Now to Harrell. Harrell against the double team, dribbles away from it. And now we have a foul charged against the Indians. Charleston spreading the floor and forcing the Indians to come out and chase. And it's been effective. 5:19 to go in the game. And it comes to Hurst. Now to Landris. Now to Hurst. Harrell in the right corner, in the middle to Miller. Side to Landris on the baseline. Feeds it now cross court to Harrell. Tries to take the right baseline underneath to Braun. Double team. And now we have a timeout wanted by Brad Oakley again, as his ball club is in a little bit of trouble and he uses the timeout. 30-second break. 5:04 to go in the game. 41-35. An Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Back here in Effingham, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball, Light 103, Indians trailing, 41-35, down by 6. Still a lot of time to go in this one, though, 5:04 to go in the game. Glad you're with us. Congratulations to the Lawrenceville Eddy Indians, finishing second in the Mary Mule Tournament, lost to host Fairfield last night. They're in action again in the new year. Charleston will inbound right in front of me here with a 6-point lead. Harrell will inbound, does get it in out front to Miller. He's again using the trap. Landris cross court now to Braun. Now back out front to Miller as they again spread the floor. Ball knocked away and a foul charged against Jones of the Indians. Indians get frustrated now with having to chase and knocking the ball away and coming up with personal fouls. Harrell looking to inbound. He does to Hurst. First in the lane underneath to Braun, who shoots and scores. Braun on the backside of that zone with a hoop. He's got six, and it's 43-35 to an eight-point lead. 4:33 to go in the game. Tool in the deep left corner, dribbles to the middle, to the hole, lays it up, missed it. And the rebound is brought down by Landris. City has missed a good shot there. And now Harrell dribbles away from pressure. Now to Miller on the deep left wing. In the middle to Hurst. Hurst fakes. Back out front to Miller. In the corner to Harrell. Time whiling away. Now a bumping foul charged on the Indians. And it will be Charleston basketball. 4:13 to go in the game. 43-35. Trojans. And now Randy Bishop's going to call a timeout, 30-second break. The Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushoku press box. 43-35 Charleston. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here in Effingham, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball. Off the timeout, it'll be Charleston basketball. Their offensive end. They lead 43-35. Trying to knock off the Indians here in this consolation bracket game. Miller double teamed. Gets it off to Landris. Landris will back it out now. Now to Miller. Miller cross court now to Hurst. Left side. Back out front to Landris. Dribbles away from pressure. Down the left corner to Harrell. Back out front to Miller. He busts through a double team. Now to Harrell in the corner. Indians chasing all over the floor. Good ball movement here by the Trojans. Hurst back out front to Landris. Now Braun cross court to Harrell. Now to Landris, and he's fouled by Tool. Very, very close to an intentional foul there by Skylar Tool. But as it is, just a common foul. And so it'll be Charleston basketball right in front of the scorer's bench. 43-35, an eight-point lead. Seems like it's larger than that, way they're holding the ball here. That's part of the plan. Indians trapping all over the floor, but they're being made to chase and use a lot of energy here on defense. Between the circles to Landris, now back out front to Miller, to Hurst. Almost lost it. Now Hurst again. Back out to Miller between the circles. Feeds it to Harrell. Cross court now to Landris. In the right corner to Braun. Now back out front to Hurst. Deep left wing to Landris. Now back to Hurst. Back to Landris in the middle to Miller. Looking for a backdoor cut, but spreading the floor still all in this game. 2:55 to go. 43-35, eight-point lead down. Interception by Jones. Stepped in the passing lane. Jones to the hoop, and he's fouled. A reach-in foul charged on Charleston. Finally, a turnover as Jones stepped in there and intercepted but couldn't get a shot off. Now we'll have, well, the Indians will have to inbound underneath their own hoop. Tool will be the trigger man. Indians could need it, use a hoop here. Trailing by eight, 43-35. And it comes to Jones, runs it down in the left corner, three-pointer on the way, in and out, no good, and the rebound brought down by Landris. And they get it across the timeline to Hurst. Now to Braun, back out to Hurst, and there they go, spreading it out. Here's Harrell on the deep left wing. Now the Indians go man-to-man, and a foul, reach-in foul on Williams. Now we have the 1-1, as the Indians are now have 17 fouls here in this contest. Into the line will go Harrell, Lane Harrell, for the Trojans. Harrell has a three-point field goal in this game. His free throw is up and in. It's four now for him off the bench. 44-35, a nine-point lead. He can make it 10 here. Missed it, and the ball tipped out front and there to Harrell. So now they go into the spread again. Here's Miller underneath to Landris, but it's intercepted. Intercepted by Toole. Across the timeline, down the lane he comes to the hole, and his call for an offensive foul. Skylar Toole, in his haste to get to the other end, ran over a defender, and that cost the Indians possession. And we'll go to the other end for, nope, we won't go to the other end. It'll be full court pressure put on by the Indians. 2:18 to go in the game, 44-35. Charleston. Williams pressuring the inbounder, and it comes to Landrin, and he's fouled, a bumping foul charged on the Tribe. Toole and Williams were both there. Let's see who it's on. Might be on Williams. Nope, it's on Skylar Toole. So Landris will go to the line. Cade Landris, the 5'9 junior. Four free throws. He has 8 points here in this game. Free throw on its way and good. So nine for him off the bench. Another free throw on its way. Missed that one, rebounded by Winningham. 2:14 to go. Indians down by 10, 45-35. Jones top of the key. Now to Brennan Winningham. Dribbles to the top of the key, back out to Jones. Jones down the lane, cut off. Right side to Toole, goes to the baseline, to the hole. Has it blocked away from behind by Landers. And it's Charleston ball. Indians just not getting anything. Some empty trips down floor here lately. And Charleston, a foul on Toole again, as he has to chase Landris out front. Indians' frustration starting to boil over a little bit now. And Leighton Ivers is going to check into the game, replacing Toole, who has four fouls. Toole can't get another foul, so they have to take him out of the game. Put Ivers in there, most likely the foul. With a minute 48 to go in the game and time winding down. Landris at the free throw line. Was there a moment ago, hit one out of two. Now he misses that one off the front iron. He'll get another though. 45-35, a minute 48 to go in this game. Another free throw on its way and good. 46-35. Quickly across the timeline, Jones leaving it for Ivers. It's knocked away. He picks it up. Now trying to get across the timeline and does, and is bumped and fouled from behind. That was a break there for the Indians, although they won't get any free throws out of it. But it was going to be maybe a violation there if the ball was knocked across the timeline. But Ivers able to get across in good shape and was fouled to boot. Here's Jones, top of the key. Where are the points going to come from? Jones cut off, top of the key to Winningham. Brennan to the hole. Underneath now to Blaine, who scores! And a chance at a three-point play. There's what the Indians needed. A three-point play, perhaps. Blaine Winningham with the bucket and a chance at a free throw here. It's 46-37. A nine-point deficit. Now eight. 46-38. Here's Harrell, facing pressure, and a foul from behind on Brennan Winningham. Minute 22 to go on the clock stop. The Indians trying to lengthen this game. They got to hope that Charleston doesn't hit their free throws and they can convert at the other end. They've had some opportunities but haven't been able to convert at the other end on the offensive end to cut into this deficit. Free throw on its way and no good by Harrell. 46-38. A minute 22 to go. Still a glimmer of hope in this one. Second free throw on its way and good. 47-38, a 9-point deficit. Jones top of the key, fakes the three. Now to Williams. Back to Jones on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Tapped up by Jones, no good. Ball rebounded by Ivers. Back out front to Brendan Winningham. Three ball, no good by him. Rebounded by Williams to the hole. Throws it up there, but too hard off glass. And now the rebound brought down by Braun. And Williams fouls from behind with 1 minute to go in the game. And the Indians had some chances there, but couldn't get anything to fall. So we go to the other end for Charleston free throws by Jackson Braun. Braun has 6 points in this game, has yet to score from the free throw line. He can make it a 10-point lead, and he does not. They keep leaving the door a little bit open for the Indians, but unfortunately, Indians haven't been able to hit any threes here in this game, and now, just as I say that, the Indians bring Cale Powell in off the bench, no doubt for his 3-point sniping. They need some offense, some 3-point baskets from somewhere with just a minute to go in the game. Another free throw coming up here for Braun. He got it. 48-38, 10-point deficit. Jones to the hole. Throws it up wildly, no good. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham, up and in. Blaine Winningham almost single-handedly keeping the Indians in this game at this point. Now Harrell across the timeline. Now to Braun. Braun back out front to Harrell. Now to Landris, 40 seconds to go. Time wasting away here. Landris dribbles away from pressure. Now to Braun. Back out front to Miller. Now to Harrell. In the middle to Landris. Landris fouled from behind by Ivers with 31.8 seconds to go. A lot of time ran off the clock there as the Indians chased people around and didn't foul. And Randy Bishop's going to call a timeout with 31.8 seconds to go here in the contest. We'll take a break here, 30-second break. An Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 48-40, Charleston. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
The People's State Bank thanks their customers for another great year. It's been a pleasure serving you in 2019. The People's State Bank sincerely appreciates your business and looks forward to partnering with you again next year. Enjoy the approaching holiday season and remember to shop local. Have a safe and happy new year with your family and friends. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Effingham High School, Steve Anderson, Indian basketball on Light 103. Indians trailing 48-40, 31.8 seconds to go in the game. Charleston led 15-8 after one quarter, 24-20 at the half, 39-31. After three quarters, lead has been as large as 10 for the Trojans in this game. Indians have had the lead a little bit, but not much. They've been mostly chasing around and trying to come from behind here. We'll see what happens. Still some time left, 31.8 seconds, down by 8. The three ball, you never know. They're going to have to miss some free throws, Charleston is. Free throw up and in by Landris. And the officials forgot that it was the 1-1. They hit the first one, and then they inbounded the ball. And Landris goes, wait a minute. Don't I get another one? And he hit them both. 50-40, back to a 10-point lead. Ivers loses the handle out front, now drives down the lane. Underneath to Winningham, but it's knocked away and stolen away by Miller. Miller across the timeline with 20 seconds to go. Down by 10. They throw it to Braun. Back out front to Landris. Indians might as well not foul now. 12 seconds to go. Going to be a 10-point deficit. And the Indians aren't going to foul. Harrell holds onto the ball on deep on the left wing. And the final score will be the Charleston Trojans 50 and the Lawrenceville Indians 40. So the Indians drop the final game of the tournament here. And they fall to 7-6. While Charleston improves to 5-7 with the victory. as they got out in front and forced the Indians to play their style of basketball. Played keep away when they had to, broke the pressure when they had to, hit free throws when they had to, and won by a score of 50-40. I will be back with the postgame show coming up in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Jill Cole Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Ready to jump? This is gonna be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank, member FDIC.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
We're back here at Effingham, where the Lawrenceville Indians have lost to Charleston by a score of 50-40, and we're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, a real disappointing day here today. It just didn't seem like you had enough offense to get things going.
No, we couldn't get in sync, and they really didn't put that much defensive pressure on us, but we missed some easy shots inside. And then he did a pretty smart thing, Brad Oakley, the coach. He held it in the fourth quarter to make us get out of the trap a little bit. We didn't play very well, I didn't think. I thought we missed too many shots under the basket. Unforced turnovers, just threw the ball to them three or four times. Our guards kind of struggled in that department. I really thought that was a winnable game. I thought we were down five at one time. I still thought we were going to come back to win. But then we come down and we turn the ball over like four straight possessions after we got the ball back from them. We stole it, and then we came down and we either missed a layup or threw it away. You can't beat 3A schools doing that. You got to take care of the basketball.
They got a nice ball club there. They're not really overly big, but they got a lot of guys that are about the same size, athletic kids that like to run around and do things like that.
Very athletic, handle the ball well, don't turn the ball over much unless you really can get them in a three-quarter court traps. They've got a nice club, and they play in a tough conference. I thought they did a good job. They did what they needed to win, and they make free throws. We miss free throws again down the stretch. The mental part of our game is really big right now. We got to work on that. We get some kids that miss a few shots or they miss free throws, and then they don't play well after that. They have to fight through that a little bit, and I think we will. That's one reason we're up here playing against tough schools all the time. But, you know, Charleston beat Casey pretty handily. They've beaten a lot of schools in the LIC. They're decent, but it's a shame because I really think we could have beaten them. If we would have played anywhere close we did last night, we would have won. But we didn't, so now we got to go on and prepare for Saturday.
You're 7-6 now. How would you assess the first part of the year?
Well, I think that we started off hard with the Capital Classic, being younger and not inexperienced. Beating some of those schools at that point was not really feasible. Marshall, Mount Carmel, those guys are a little bit ahead of us. Anybody that's got a 6-7 kid is going to cause us a little bit of problems because we're small. Then we went through a stretch where we played pretty well. I didn't think that we would beat probably T-Town at home. That was going to be a real hard thing to do. And then the Lincoln team is probably a state-ranked team, should be if they're not. That's what the coaches were telling me. Then we bounced back and played really well against Mattoon, probably the best game we've played since I've been there. But we're pretty good against zone teams. You'll notice today Charleston played a 2-3 all yesterday. They weren't going to be able to do that. They manned us, and that was probably pretty smart on their part. We're not quite as good as a man. I'm going to change our offense a little bit. Lots of times things that you see on TV or paper and you go to clinics look pretty good, but then when you don't have the kids that are quite athletic enough to do that, you've got to make some changes. So I'll probably make a change in the offense where I can kind of control things a little bit more. I thought today, you probably thought too, we took some bad shots at times that we needed to score, especially when we were down 5 times. So I'm going to try to put a little bit more control in that and maybe take some better shots.
All right, one final question. You're off for a week. You have the shootout coming up. A, how are you going to handle the week? Are you going to get the kids off their feet for the whole week?
We'll give them a few days off, but we'll be in midweek. I've got older players that played here in the program home for Christmas. They're going to come in and play against my kids quite a bit. We need to play against physical-type teams, and that's helped a little bit. So I'm going to get them in, and then we'll play Saturday. And that won't be an easy game. I think Odin's like 9-3, and they got a couple of kids that can play, but I think that's a winnable game for us. I think we can win probably the next 3 or 4 games if we bounce back all right.
All right. Thanks for being with us. By the way, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah. That's something. I've been married 41 years. My wife spent every one of them at a tournament. Next year, she won't have to.
All right. Yeah. Randy right, Bishop, the head coach of the Indians. Again, the Indians lose a tough one here and lose by 10, 50-40. Let's go over the scoring here in this one as the Indians again lose 50-40. Only one Indian in double digits. That was Blaine Winningham. He was outstanding inside, had 19 points in the game. He was the only Indian in double figures. Skylar Toole had 27 points against Mattoon. Only had 4 here today. And no other Indians in double digits. Jordan Jones had 7 points in the contest. And again, Blaine Winningham with 19 points, 19 of the 40 that the Indians scored. So he was responsible for almost half of the offense. Meanwhile, 3 in double digits for Charleston. They're 5-7. They were led by 2 guys, Isaac Miller. Miller got all 12 of his points in the first half. He was not a factor in the second half. They did a good job of bottling him up. But unfortunately, Cade Landris off the bench had an outstanding game with 12 points. Hit some free throws there down the stretch. And Caleb Hurst also had a good game. He had 11 points, so 12 for Miller, 12 for Landris, and 11 for Hurst, and only one in the double digits for the Indians, that Blaine Winningham. That's going to do it for us here at Effingham. Indians go 1-3 up here. Had a chance to go 2-2, but could not. And again, they lose here 50-40. The Indians now at 7-6, off for a week. 1 week from today, we will be at North Clay for the North Clay shootout. Indians play Odin. That is an afternoon contest, I believe, at 3:30, if my memory serves me correctly. But it is next Saturday afternoon, and that's what we'll talk to you next with Indian basketball. Thanks to, by the way, the tournament host here, Mike Wilson of Tua Topless, was great to us over at T-Town, and also Mr. Wertman, Ron Wertman here at Charleston, or at Effingham, did a fine job, too, as the host here for the past few days. And I wish I could have brought you a better result. But again, the Indians lose here by a score of 50-40. Bill Richardson not with me this weekend. He'll be back coming up for Indian basketball in the new year of 2020. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Arvin Hawkins for his good work. And thanks to you, of course, for listening. This is the last time we'll talk to you in 2019. So we wish you a very happy new year coming up in 2020. Steve Anderson saying the final score again, Charleston 50, Indians 40. We say so long from Effingham.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.